The Tennessee Titans just wrapped up another day of practice here at St. Thomas Sports Park. They're getting ready to take on the New England Patriots in the divisional round of the playoffs. I'm Amy Welsh, joined by Jim Wyatt. Jim, today head coach Mike Mularkey officially ruled out running back DeMarco Murray for the Saturday's game. How big of an impact is that going to have on this offense?
Titans will try to continue to do what they have been doing, especially against Kansas City with Derrick Henry running the show. DeMarco Murray's going to make the trip. Haste that he had to go ahead and deliver this news today. Just not ready.
Other injuries of note today. This seems to be a pretty healthy team, though, correct?
Yeah, for the most part. Quentin Spain didn't practice again with the low back. Logan Ryan returned to practice, was limited. Brian Arakpo given the day off. The Murray injury news is the most significant.
Logan Ryan is a former Patriots player. Now he's with the Tennessee Titans. How much intel and information can he actually give?
This is the third former Patriots quarterback that he's faced. Jacoby Brissett with the Colts, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo with the 49ers, now Tom Brady. I mean, he worked against all these guys in practice. How much can you tell him? I mean, Mike Mularkey kidded yesterday about him having a cup of coffee with Logan Ryan, but Logan Ryan said himself today, hey, Dick LeBeau's 80-year-old coach who's been coaching this league forever. He knows a heck of a lot about the Patriots himself. I think maybe he can give some tips, but he's not going to crack the code necessarily.
So what can this Titans defense do to really get under the skin of Tom Brady?
Well, I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think you got to hit him. You got to hit him early. You got to make him uncomfortable. I think you got to get your hands up at the line of scrimmage, bat balls. I mean, Brady, I have a feeling, is going to be delivering a lot of quick passes like he usually does. You're going to try to control the clock, control the football. If you can maybe knock one of those balls down, knock it up in the air where somebody can get it, potentially go the other way. Those are game-changing plays.
All right, well, this Titans team has a little bit more work to do here at St. Thomas Sports Park. One more day of practice, and then they go on the road to take on the New England Patriots in Foxborough. Kickoff for that game is Saturday at 7:15 p.m. Central Time. For TitansOnline.com, he's Jim Wyatt. I'm Amy Wells, and this is Titans in 2.